Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is a report on the Negro Felon League. Congress just ended it for anti-American NFL with just one swipe of the pen. Ladies and gentlemen, we call it the Negro Felon League. Yes, and we got that from the Daily Stormer, of course, and I appreciate that very much. The Negro Felon League. Over the past few weeks, NFL protests have metastasized into something racist and nauseating. No longer are some of these athletes content to quietly protest by sitting or kneeling through our national anthem, as we are now witnessing in a rising number of athletes flashing black power salutes after they sack white players on the field. President Trump has had enough, and several days ago also spoke out about the Negro Felon League, allowing for this to go on, telling Americans to turn off the game while recommending Negro Felon League owners to get that son of a off the field right now. He's fired. Over the weekend, these players organized massive protests across the Negro Felon League to defy President Trump, where over 200 athletes took a knee or sat, with whole teams choosing to stay in the locker room as the national anthem played. These players have grown more and more cocky over the past week, assuming they're unstoppable, while disregarding the will of their patriotic fans, who are at this point triggering their viewership to plummet into the double digits. As furious Americans continue to prove that they have better things to do other than being bombarded with the anti-American sentiments of oppressed millionaires. Now, these are anti-white, okay? They're anti-white. These Negroes are racists. Understand it for what it is. Don't pretend like you don't know that they're racist. Congress is now stepping in with an action that could destroy everything overnight for the Negro Felon League with one simple swipe of a pen. One thing folks don't understand is that the Negro Felon League currently gets over $1 billion in taxpayer-funded federal subsidies. Imagine if you and I could have part of that billion. You'll never, ever see that. Never. The extravagant stadiums that these entitled players continue to kneel and disrespect our country in were bought and funded by the American taxpayer, where we've footed the bill for over 20 NFL stadiums since 1997. Over the past 20 years, the American folks have spent a whopping $7 billion to fix up or construct Negro Felon League stadiums, providing 46% of the total costs of these extravagant stadiums. But all that could soon change after what Congress has just announced. In the U.S. Senate, there is a bill currently being assessed that would ban the usage of federal money for the construction and financing of professional sports arenas, conservative fighters reports. And let me tell you, I've seen video after video after video after video of former Negro Felon League fans that are disgusted and they're burning all their gear. They're tired of it. And it's about time Whitey reacted. It's about time Whitey boycotted this. If they hate white Americans that much, why would you want to watch this? Why would you want to fund it? Why would you want to pay to go to see any of it? It's against you. It's against your nation. It's against your God. It's against your skin color. In the U.S. House and Senate, there is a bill currently reviewed which will ban the use of federal money for financing the construction of professional sports arenas. Oklahoma Republican Representative Steve Russell first presented the bill a few months ago and now has become an interest to others, as well as the Negro Felon League players continue to express their dishonor of America. The bill already has bipartisan support. The federal government is responsible for a lot of important functions, but financing sports stadiums for multi-million, sometimes billion-dollar franchises is definitely not one of them, Russell said. The financing is a form of community bonds that channel taxpayers' money into the projects for construction of sports arenas. For the past 17 years, 36 professional athlete stadiums have been built or renovated by federal tax-exempted municipal bonds. This cost taxpayers $3.2 billion, the caller explained, quoting information from the Brookings Institute. Advocates for federal funding of professional sports arenas often justify the cost by pointing to economic development, but new research shows that it isn't true. There is no statistically significant positive correlation between sports facility construction and economic development, the Journal of Economic Perspectives said. Well, how about that? It turns out that there's even more that the government and taxpayers do for those players than just show up at their games and buy their overpriced jerseys. Apparently, our hard-earned tax dollars are going to help out with those stadiums that we only get to enter when we pay an additional fee, Kat from Freedom Daily reported. Sadly, for the Anti-American Negro Felon League, when I say anti-American, when it says anti-American, what they mean is anti-white Negro Felon League, empty stadiums and plummeting viewership could soon be the least of their worries. If these subsidies suddenly end, the Negro Felon League would have to fork out their own money to construct and maintain these extravagant stadiums, which means they'd have no choice but to listen to their furious fans and put an end to these protests. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they don't have to worry about putting an end to the protests. I put an end to watching football a long time ago. And now many white Americans are going to put it to an end as well. And praise be to Yahweh, because they could spend that money in better ways for their family. Why fund people that hate you? This is, again, the Jews using the government to fund the stadiums like it's funding Israel. $3.2 billion? Do you know how much money that is? Do you know how much money that would be for each one of us white Americans? I could certainly use that money, couldn't you? I don't care about the stadiums. Take the stadiums down and then make some real estate. We don't need the stadiums anymore. Goodbye. Goodbye, Negro Felon League. This has been a News Bite special report, and until next time, smarten up and don't look down.